Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
We're taking on all callers, but it won't be from Matt Flynn. Hi, this is Alderman Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, Saturday mornings at 10, filling in for the vacationing Matt Flynn. So Matt Flynn Direct this week is our special pop-up show, Don Brown Connect, all things Waukesha, with a special focus on St. Patrick's Day week, since I am, with respects to Mayor Daley, Waukesha's favorite Irishman. In fact, the only dual citizen in the history of the Waukesha Common Council. That's right. I'm a dual citizen with the Republic of Ireland, but also very much a proud American. And with everything going on this St. Patrick's Day week, I've mentioned a lot of the great activities. I know there'll be a session tonight at the Clark Hotel's Five Points Pub, some great traditional Irish music. Check that out. And then, of course, tomorrow, just a plethora of great activities that I've spoken of throughout the week. But I had someone email in talking about, for those of us who don't like to drink or drink too much or take part in those festivities, what are some other ways to get a taste of Irish history and culture? And they're thinking movies and books and... So throughout the rest of the hour, I'll be throwing in a few recommendations. But in terms of movies, some great, great movies about Ireland that I highly recommend are part of my collection is The Commitments, based on the Roddy Doyle book. Wonderful movie. In fact, Glenn Hansard is one of my favorite musicians, is one of the band members of The Commitments in the movie. Excuse me, so check that out. On Historic Nature, definitely watch the movie Michael Collins with Liam Neeson, Aidan Quinn, Julia Roberts, Stephen Ray, about the story of Michael Collins, the great freedom fighter who liberated most of Ireland. And for those of you who like to read, there's also Tim Pat Coogan's book, The Man Who Made Ireland, The Life and Death of Michael Collins. You know, one of the great figures of the 20th century who's gotten more notoriety in recent years, but really had revolutionized the way smaller countries take on fight for their freedom and using counterintelligence. In fact, when Israel was fighting for its independence in the wake of the Second World War, future Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was a colonel in the Haganah, his code name was Mikhail after Michael Collins, because the Israelis had studied Michael Collins's very innovative counterintelligence tactics. And so that's a good taste of Irish history. And, you know, that gives us a great context in terms of what's going on right now, where we have the sovereign nation of the Ukraine being attacked by the bigger bear, the Russians. And again, our hearts and thoughts continue to go out to the people of the Ukraine. And we'd love to hear your thoughts if you're from Waukesha or here or you're listening about your feelings about the situation and what we can do at the local level to affect change. I know there's fundraisers out there about that can support the families. Now there's some Ukrainians and Ukrainian Americans here in Wisconsin that are working on that. And I also know too, as Matt Flynn, he called in the show on Monday and encouraged everyone to call your legislators, your national legislators, so your senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, and call the White House in an email seeking for more ways to help. And again, that's a slippery slope, because we obviously want to avoid a third world war, but we also want to avoid we want to kind of help do what we can to stop the Russians in their tracks and support the Ukrainians in their efforts to defend their nation. And so, again, our hearts and thoughts go out to the people of the Ukraine. And, as we transition carefully, before I get another angry call from Martina, I just don't, the image of Putin's bare butt is just not something I want to think about right now. But anyway... at the city council meeting last night, I had the pleasure of running into Mary Berg from the Parks, Rec, and Forestry Department. And Mary was one of the organizers of the Waukesha Unlocked event that we had as part of our city's 125th commemorations last year. And what it was different buildings and organizations around the city opening their doors and giving tours to anyone interested in Waukesha history and life and what's going on. And it really turned out to be a very successful event, so much so that they're going to continue it again this year. And hopefully it could be an annual event because there's so many different things going on. And anyone that's interested for business organization, if you've got a great story to tell, whether it's the history of the building or the history of your organization or what it is you're doing now, you're welcome to participate or fill out an application. Just, you know, call Mary Berg at Waukesha Parks. Just call the main number at 262-524-3737. That's 262-524-3737 and ask for Mary Berg and seeing about applications for Waukesha Unlocked. So I also saw our city clerk, Gina Kozlik, last night, and she was going to try to get on the show, but obviously a very busy time for her. And perhaps maybe after the spring election, she can come on with the big midterm elections and August primaries coming up and then the midterm elections in November. She could talk more about what the city of Waukesha does to maintain, to safeguard the election process that we hold very near and dear, and they always have been, in spite of the disinformation that's out there. But Gina, like I said, I have a lot of confidence in Gina and her team, and as a reminder, and she's excited that I've been promoting this, is what's the date, Sam? Do you remember? It was a week from yesterday.
The 22nd.
That's right. Great job, Sam. So March 22nd is when early absentee voting opens up in the city of Waukesha. So you have any time from next Tuesday until Friday, April 1st, Friday, April Fool's Day, to come in to City Hall, go to the clerk's office on the first floor, can't miss it, and cast your vote. And just a great way to avoid long lines or any of the other stress of trying to vote on the actual election day on April 5th when there's so much going on with work and all the other pressures of daily life. You'd hate to miss out on exercising your right as an American and as a Waukesha resident for your local legislators. Some very important races coming up. So please take advantage of that time slot. My wife, again, God bless her, she likes to go on election day. She loves the excitement of being in line and the whole thing. And she'll be taking our oldest daughter, who just turned 18 and just registered to vote in Wisconsin. And so if you are... if you have just turned 18 and you haven't registered to vote, or if you haven't registered to vote already, it's so easy to do online. It's I'm looking for the site now, and I apologize that I don't have it up. Yes, myvote.wi.gov, G-O-V. That's myvote.wi.gov. You fill it out, and then if you pass, then you get a confirmation that you print out or you save as a PDF. And then, of course, the state has that on file so that when you show up to vote and you show them your driver's license, your proof of who you are, it really becomes seamless. So, again, a great convenience that I highly encourage everyone to take advantage of if you have not registered to vote already. So we talked about Waukesha Unlocked coming up in October. That'll be like October 9th, I believe, this year. It's like the first or second Saturday in October. Highly encourage everyone to mark that on your calendar. We talked about Mary Berg involved in that, Gina Kozlik, our city clerk, in exercising your right to vote. I also wanted to talk about, yes, so St. Patrick's Day week, for those of you looking to do more things at home or just doing other things around the week to celebrate Irish heritage or to learn more about it, other things you can do around media. I'm sure many of you know by now there was a popular series on Netflix, actually the BBC series Peaky Blinders. Have you seen that yet, Sam? It's awesome. Binge watch it. Great date night stuff to do. And it's about an Irish family in Birmingham, England. It's based on a true story of an Irish family that organized a very powerful gang. And in the movie, and it was mentioned in when we were listening to The Body of an American by the Pogues earlier, there's a term, and I always say it once, tinkers. And it is now considered a very politically incorrect or even like an ethnic slur against Irish travelers or Irish gypsies. And that's the Shelby family in Peaky Blinders. They are descended from Irish travelers. And a very unique niche of, I guess, of Irish society. And then just the story, the history behind that's a great series. And the final series has finally come out on BBC. It won't be out on Netflix until June, but if any of you do have BBC, check that out, Peaky Blinders. Also, in terms of movies to check out, Waking Ned Divine, Hear My Song, amazing movies. Other books to read, too, is Banished Children of Eve by Peter Quinn about the Irish in New York during the Civil War. In that basically, you know, there was before 9/11, there was another big violent episode in New York that people often overlook. And you can learn about that by reading Banished Children of Eve by Peter Quinn. And then A Star Called Henry,
I heard the shuffle.
Great book by Roddy Doyle. So I think Sam is just kind of abruptly cut. Are we going to break or do I need a little more time? I'm good on time? Okay, sorry. So a little technical duties. But yeah, A Star Called Henry by Roddy Doyle. Check that out. And then Sam gave me a great reminder here before we do go to break is that Walk Radio is hiring. You heard the ads for sales commission, but we're also looking for someone to help with weekend production. So if you're looking for a great part-time opportunity, check us out here on Walk Radio. Call 844-967-2789. I'll interview you right now over the phone. So, or else email Crute, C-R-U-T-E, at walkradio.com. Stick around. More to come.
Well, you
Don Brown
throw
Connect.
You rock, hide your hand. Working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...